Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
Live 101.5.
It's the Morning Mess. How you doing? It's your guy, Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Hopefully you enjoyed your holiday. I know we had the week off. Hopefully you enjoyed the best of the show, man. We reset. We're relaxed. We're going to open up these phone lines. I want to hear from you. Morning Messengers, get up early with us. Want to hear from you right now. 833-730-6377. Here's the topic. I just don't look good in blank. I just don't look good in blank. Obviously, everybody did Thanksgiving. You have some folks coming over. You're going over to friends or family's house. Sop up that turkey gravy and that turkey and what have you. So I had my cousin come visit from LA. Love my cousin Celine until this point. I'm hosting Thanksgiving at my house. She's there, you know, got my kids there, got some friends coming over. And I'm running over doing 1,000 things. I'm trying to get everything prepared, I'm trying to get in host mode, extra chairs, the whole nine. I say, cuz, can you go in my closet and just pull out something nice for me to wear? Just decent. You know, I'm gonna wear probably some jeans. She goes in and listen, I gotta clean out this closet because I didn't know I still had these things. There was two of them. There's a gray one and a black one. She pulled them out, and I'm like, what the 2005 just happened? Why did I not throw these out? I just do not look good in V-necks. Oh. Y'all remember me like, why did they still sell these things? What the Ed Hardy is going on here, man? Yeah. It's like, because you really just got hoodies and T-shirts. How about this? I'm like, why did you pull that out? What the hell is going on? Dude, I tried it on. I was just laughing. My dad gut is just hanging over my belly. Like, what is going on? And I feel like it was attempted. I must have been back in the days trying to get into like Scottsdale Old Town Club, because back in the days, it was hard to get into these Scottsdale clubs, man.
It was tough to get into Smashbox.
Smashbox.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. Sienna was 11 when I was trying to get into Mint.
Yes.
Sanctuary. All these old town clubs. You really had to get dressed up like you were going to prom back in the days.
Okay.
I feel like this V-neck came from there, and it was kind of a deeper cut. Like, you could see like my left nipple putting on this thing. I'm like, what is going on here?
Do you have chest hair? Or like, did you have chest hair back then? Do you have it now?
I came up with taco meat and taco Tuesdays with that V-neck, man. So I was just like, I put it on for laughs, and we were laughing. She laughed at me. I laughed at myself. But I just don't look good in V-necks. I'm going to put that out there, bro.
Okay. All right.
Did she genuinely think you would wear that, or was she just messing with you?
She was messing with me.
Okay.
She was totally messing with me.
Even better.
Yeah, because she has fashion sense and she knew what she was doing. So I humored her. I put it on and we just had a good time laughing at it. And it wasn't just like the little V-necks, because even if you go to Target, they still sell these little V-necks. Like, if you need a little one quick thing to wear to a meeting or something like that. This was like a deeper one. She's like, what were you doing? I was like, I was trying to get into Club Next in Scottsdale back in the day. That's what the hell I was doing. So just things that you just don't look good in. Chime in on it. 833-730-6377. You want to jump in on this fun here, JD? You want to put yourself on blast?
Yes. Fedora hats. Yo, now you can wear them, BZ, because I've seen you wear them. And at some point, guys, we're going to have to grow up past the baseball hat era. That has been my identity for as long as I can remember. And so I'm trying to update my swagoo, you know what I mean? And I just cannot pull off those hats, man. I think it's my head shape. They're too expensive. I don't look good in them.
Yeah. What do you think, Sienna? What do you think about his head over here? Do you think his head is like a fedora?
Don't ask her that, because then she's going to say something crazy.
I just need to see you in a fedora. That's all I need. I need the visual, because You're going to look ridiculous.
I look like a cowboy, I think.
A cowboy?
Yeah.
Fedora?
Hey, big shout out to the digital department. Hoser listening in right now.
He's ready.
Hoser, I know you're ready for maybe you have to see yourself in a fedora, and we need to see what you look like in fedora.
Yeah, and it's also, you have to dress appropriately with the fedora. Like, you can pull it off, dude, because you have nicer clothes than I do. But yeah, I just don't look at anything good. Anything fancy, I don't look good.
We're going to prove you wrong. We're going to put you in a fedora, man.
Appreciate you, man.
We're going to host something eventually. When they have us host something eventually, and then JD is going to put a fedora on.
Don't get me anything for Christmas. Don't give me a fedora for Christmas. Oh. I know what y'all are thinking.
I'm already
on it.
I'm on it.
It's Cyber Monday.
Three fedoras for $3.99. Dez, what's that one thing that you just don't look good in?
Okay, so we just had this discussion. Oversized sweaters.
Oversized sweaters? That's in fashion, right?
I loved oversized sweaters. They're so comfy.
Yes, people look cute in it. I look like Miss Trunchbull.
Miss what?
Miss Trunchbull.
Who the hell is that?
From where?
Matilda.
Oh my gosh. Throwback. It took me a second there.
Oh, I do remember that in that movie.
Did I just age myself?
Kinda.
A little bit, but okay. So no to the oversized hoodies and sweatshirts.
I mean, I still be rocking them, but I know what I look like, you know.
You embrace it.
I embrace it.
I feel a lot of girls love that fashion because it does hide everything.
Dude, my girlfriend Lexi gets everything enormous.
It's comfortable.
Well, you're not supposed to look good in it. You're just supposed to be comfortable.
You got to look good in what you wear, but I still go for the oversized.
Now, I don't know if these are back in style, but I know a lot of girls do not want this to come back. Low-rise jeans.
They sure do not.
Hello.
No.
That was mine. Low-rise jeans are a menace to society.
You don't like the way you look in those?
No, they are horrible. Do not bring them back. I don't want these lonjitas hanging out over them, okay?
So they aren't in fashion.
They aren't, and people are trying to bring them back, so stop it.
Where's the petition? I'm signing right now.
Everything 90s is coming back.
Oh, I love it. God bless it. I don't have hair, but JD, you got to do the guy lights.
Absolutely not.
You got to do the guy lights. Highlight your hair like NSYNC, bro.
Dude, I'm already kind of like that, but no, that's disgusting. Can you imagine me with like frosted tips? Absolutely not.
Absolutely. JD with frosted tips and low-rise jeans. Get it, bro. Oh, 2024, here he comes.
It's going to be my year.
And we have a call on the line, Kenneth from Maricopa, but this is interesting. His lady doesn't think he looks good in these. So, Kenneth, what you got for us?
She says that I don't look good in freaking whitey-tighties.
Well, who looks good in whitey-tighties?
Yeah,
bro?
Unless you're 4 and under, you shouldn't be wearing whitey-tighties. Hey, that's a good point. Men, listen, you can't wear whitey-tighties
ever.
You know what? Until you're like 4 or 5 years old, toddler. After that, boxer briefs. My kids don't even wear. And I got a 7-year-old. He doesn't even like whitey-tighties. Why do you wear them? Why do you even bother buying these things?
I don't know. They're the most uncomfortablest thing in the world.
And you still buy them for yourself?
Oh, hell no. I'm straight up boxer brief man now all the way around.
Okay. Your girl changed that for you, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
There you go.
Now, time out. I have to throw this in there because it's not tidy whiteys anymore. It's almost tidy blackies because, you know, you see these campaigns where you see the black kind of tidy whiteys.
They're trying to make them cool.
They're trying to make them cool by making them black.
Oh, hell no.
You know what? Let me ask. Sienna, does your man rock tidy whiteys?
I'm going to say he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Because if he did, divorce.
What if he came in, you know, he's playing a little, I don't know, he's playing some Bruno Mars in the background into the bedroom, but he's wearing tidy whiteys. What happens at that point?
It's a big no for me. Big no.
No role play, Captain Underpants, none of that?
Captain Underpants. I don't remember the last time I wore tidy whiteys, and it's just hilarious to me when grown-ass men still wear those. There has to be a reason. I can't see them being more comfortable. Maybe is it a European thing?
It's definitely a European thing. Like, even in Spain, you know, you just go to the beach, you can see someone basically in tidy whiteys. They're just different colors.
Yeah, the guys in Europe, they wear like these mankinis, right?
Banana hammocks.
Banana hammocks. Showing it all off. Maybe ladies are the ones controlling these companies that are still making the tidy whities for these men.
Uh-huh.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for sharing it.
No problem, man.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was fun. Okay, tidy whities. Hell of a Monday show.
Right.
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.